Shikellamy down by 7 early in this one, then got a 7-point lead, held it for about 2 minutes to go in the period, but then Mifflinburg found a way to inch a couple of more points on the board and get a 28-25 Shikellamy halftime lead. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Much better second period defensively for both teams as we had in that first game, barely getting out of the 50s. But when you talk about defense with Shikellamy, Chief, I think you've got one of the best defenses surrounding you right now.
It is my privilege and pleasure to have the Shikellamy girls varsity basketball team with us after, as it was told to me last night, you destroyed Selms Grove 20-19, but the destruction was your defense, which is your forte, all right? With us is seniors Emma Bronovitz, Melody Meneer, Tori Scheller, and Avery Dodge, and junior Paige Fossey. So congratulations, girls, because you just put yourself into the record book as at least getting, if I'm not correct, a tie for the championship in the Heartland?
Yes. So, I believe we're actually first right now.
Yeah, and if Selms Grove would knock off Shamokin, you would get it.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I coached with Coach Lou for 9 years, so I know how he does everything, all right? But you got to tell me, what was the key last night? I'll let Emma do a little talking here.
Well, obviously it was our defense. Our shots weren't really going in, and it was a little bit frustrating, but as Coach Dell has taught us, our defense is what wins us games, and that was pretty obvious last night. Holding them to 19 was obviously pretty good of us to do. But, yeah, I think positive attitudes when frustration kicked in was also a key thing for us, and just keeping each other up when we were getting down.
Paige, you had 9 points or 14 points, right?
Yeah.
All right, and I've seen some of your games, and here's what I like about your team. Any given night, somebody's going to get in double figures, all right, or anybody's going to get hot. You were, you know, with 14 out of 20, that was pretty good, all right? So what was your success?
I think just, like, going hard to the basket. It was a very physical game, and not a lot of fouls were being called, so you just have to go strong and take it. I think that was, like, part of my success.
And I remember the first game here, I remember Tori and Avery and Melanie, you guys were getting on the boards a lot too. So, like I said, it's just amazing. Can you take me through the last 7 minutes of the game when it was 20-16? What happened, Tori?
We were frustrated for sure, but we just kept pushing because we believed in everybody in our team and we really wanted it. And we got down a couple times, but we just brought each other back up, and that was key. Positive attitude, playing hard, intensity. That was the key.
Yep, I know. You know what really makes me feel old is when I was coaching, a lot of your parents were playing, all right? I mean, Emma, your mom played for me back in the 90s and that stuff, and I know your dad, I remember coaching him in eighth grade football, all right? So, and same way with the Pages. And, of course, your father, Melanie, great man, all right? I was around him a long time, too, so.
Listen, I have a quick question.
Okay.
When you have a game like that one where you have an opportunity to be a little bit more physical, how well does that play into your hands defensively? I mean, how much more aggressive can you be?
The aggressiveness definitely does kick in, and the will to want to win is also there. I feel like if you don't have an intensity, you're almost, like, more laid back and everything, but when you're allowed to be aggressive, it puts more of a tougher mindset into you, where then you're more willing to work hard. And obviously it's our rivals, so no matter what, we're going to want to work hard. But it definitely does give it a step up from what we normally have.
Yeah, I would think in a game like that where they're not calling it real close, you ladies have to be really excited because this is the kind of game you want to play.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I got 5 head nods through that whole thing. Yeah.
So you are 16-5 overall.
Yes.
14-2 in the league.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. And you got one more game, and then you got that banner up there tells us you're in the Heartland Championship no matter what happens. So
yes.
How's that make you feel?
Very excited. Yeah, I was going to say,
excited.
And you got Southern on Monday.
Yes, that'll be a very tough competition.
Yep. Avery, you know anything about Southern? They got some big
girls. They got some size on us for sure.
I know. So, but it'd be nice to get a chance. I think Bloomsburg and Mount Carmel are going to be in this. And if Shamokin wins, they'll be in it too. So it's great. You don't know what you've done for Shikellamy basketball, all right? I mean, the boys are having a great season. You're having a great season. We couldn't ask for any more, all right? So you got anything else to say? All I can say to you guys is thank you and congratulations. All right, so, yeah.
And I got to go, is it sweats night here in the student section, or is it workout gear night? It's what?
We're doing a grout fit for our theme. It's like a gray outfit.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
see, that was too smart for me. I couldn't figure that one out. That's okay. Good.
Yeah.
Because every game they have a different theme. Who actually comes up with the student section?
Our friend Chase Carpenter. Normally, I think as a group we collectively give ideas, but we want to toss it up every now and then. So.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to the student section
and
enjoy the second half.
You, if you want to listen to this halftime interview, it'll be on the radio station, on the podcast, the whole game. You just have to go ahead to the halftime, and you can tell your parents that, too. So.
Just cut the part out where I talk. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No, don't do that. So.
Hey, congratulations. Yeah. Keep up the great work and the great effort. That's outstanding.
And tell Coach Lou I said hi.
At the half, it is Shikellamy 28, Mifflinburg 25. This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK and WKOK.com.